Hi, and welcome back to Morgellons Discussion, the podcast on Anchor FM. I'm your host, Jeremy Murphy, and today we're going to be talking about safe spaces and why it's hard for them to exist when so many people have so many ideas and most of it is misinformation. You know, in the past couple of days, I've been talking about this idea that Morgellons groups are not a safe space for patients. In fact, that's where people are most likely to be exposed to medical misinformation, nefarious treatments. These groups are creepy, and when you get involved in them, you could set yourself up as a target for disaster. Or worse, did you know, for example, there are people who will block you just to talk about you behind your back, and since you can't see them, you won't know. What'll happen basically is you'll start losing friends. I've had people say horrible things about me in these groups, and they're just not true. But you know what? If I wasn't ever there in the first place, they likely wouldn't have ever gotten exposed to me, and I could have avoided setting myself up as a target for these nefarious, belligerent, hostile, aggressive, uneven, and intolerable egotists. It's true. I did it to myself by being in that Morgellons group in the first place. So what I do is I tell people to avoid all that craziness and just get yourself into a Lyme disease group. People have a good time. They're talking about cooking out, getting together, listening to music, and normal stuff. Stuff that you would better be concentrated on than the craziness that goes on inside a Morgellons group. First of all, even though Morgellons is scientifically and legitimately associated with Lyme disease, there are still people belligerent, vehemently opposed to this concept, which is backed by real data. And why would they be opposed to this idea, you say? Well, to be frank, the problem is control. Because when somebody can control the narrative, they can control what you do with your life. You know, specifically what kind of doctors you're going to see or avoid, like the Lyme disease specialist. Lyme disease specialists are certified in the states they operate in to practice medicine, a fact that is often omitted when people are chastising, throwing subtle digs, or downright talking nasty about the Lyme disease professionals. And why would they? Well, ignorance is the biggest reason. People who just don't understand that Lyme disease is the number one vector-borne disease in the United States, culminating into 500,000 cases every year, as suggested by insurance reporting, then they may be more or less likely to consider Lyme disease a non-issue in their case. And as most of us are aware on this show, that would probably be a bad idea. You know, I was talking to some people the other day, and they didn't have the clue that Lyme disease was actually the same kind of bacteria as syphilis. It came as a complete shock and surprise to them. And boy, people sure do have strong opinions when you start talking about syphilis. But they don't have the first idea that Lyme disease and syphilis are actually cousins. Or that they are both equally associated with breast cancer. A definitive association between Lyme disease and breast cancer is currently being established. The data and the evidence strongly suggest this connection, and the answers are forthcoming. People have died trying to establish this science for others to marginalize it. So when people want to marginalize the potential for Lyme disease, you have to realize that these people, at their core, are ignorant. Or evil, one or the other, or a combination, potentially, of the two. So what I would do is I would get myself way the hell out of a Morgellons group, get away from the Morgellons people, especially if they are contradicting the fact that Morgellons is associated with Lyme disease. If they can't accept this, there's probably a lot of realities that they just can't accept, and that'll probably make it hard for them to move through life. But you're on a mission, and you deserve a better life than being held up because of somebody's wrong ideas. If you have Morgellons disease, be sure that it is associated with Lyme disease. You can also be sure that doctors are more likely to want to check for Lyme disease if you present with Morgellons than ever before in history. And why is that? Well, honestly, it's because of firm, solid, peer-reviewed, empirical, scientific evidence that the naysayers in these Morgellons groups just can't replicate with their own fake ideas about our nasty skin condition. I know there are some people who just don't ever experience sores, and there's even some people out there who believe that they have a non-fibrous version of Morgellons, the fiber disease. So what do you do about these people? The best thing you can do is to let them enjoy their fun in these Morgellons groups, but make sure that the patients who are desperate, on their last leg, and are highly susceptible to information know that the only scientifically accepted evidence of Morgellons being associated with anything is Lyme disease. And give them the options to get out of this craziness and engage in a Lyme disease specialist who is certified by the state medical board to practice. And I tell you one thing, despite the amount of craziness, gossip, crap, and lies that I go through to participate in Morgellons group, it is all worth it to be able to pull just one person out of that hell and have them tell me in a few weeks, hey man, I listened to your advice, I looked up the Lyme disease specialist, I started seeing one, it made a huge difference. Those antibiotics really do work, and they're not killing me. And that happens routinely because I routinely participate in the Morgellons group. Groups, pulling people out of the darkness and dragging them back into the light. But you better be sure that people hate me for that. And they will hate you too. If you start pulling people out of their group that they can be miserable with, they're going to blame you for it. And they will hunt you down relentlessly with lies and misinformation. And that misinformation causes people to be uncomfortable when they want to ask questions about Lyme disease. This is another reason why Morgellons groups are not a safe space for Morgellons patients. Because when you can't talk about the science behind Morgellons, the actual empirical evidence, and the association that's been established with Lyme disease, then you're keeping people in the dark for a purpose. And that purpose cannot be the patient's best interest because time is not on their side. The longer they go to try to figure out that this is associated with Lyme disease, the longer that infection is going to propagate in their skin and the harder it's going to be to try to get it out or to remediate the patient to a point of remission. So you should be angry at these people who are denying the science that shows without a shadow of a doubt that Morgellons is associated with Lyme disease, because all they're doing is trying to waste other people's time, and they have their own time they can waste. They don't have to pull you into hell with them. But to be sure, Morgellons patients need support. They need a network of people who they can relate with. And that's why I send them over to the Lyme disease groups, so they can interact with patients who have what they have. A lot of them do have the skin conditions and maybe not even know that it's Morgellons. But also, these people are fighting for a cure. They know what the cause is. They know the cause of their ailments is Lyme disease. They've probably got clinical diagnosis, several serologic tests, PCR analysis. Even some of these people have got definitive proof that they have the Lyme disease. But in Morgellons groups, people want to keep those individuals two steps behind, always wondering, what is it? Why am I itching all the time? Why am I scratching all the time? What the hell is wrong with my skin? And why do I keep breaking out in these sores? And they want these people to believe that it's anything except Lyme disease, because they can't accept that fact themselves. And if they can't accept the fact that Lyme disease is associated with Morgellons, in light of all the empirical evidence, then there's probably a lot of realities about life that they are equally unable to accept. And you just don't have time for that craziness, man. You've got a life to live. You don't need to be set back with these people who want to stay behind because they can't accept that Morgellons is scientifically associated with Lyme disease. You have to get in front of a Lyme disease specialist to start to get any better. The longer you fester in these groups with these depraved individuals, the harder it's going to be for the Lyme specialist to remediate your condition. And some people you would think are too far gone. They're too far down the rabbit hole. They love that misinformation. It's a part of their persona. Those people can still be saved. They can be pulled out of the darkness and held up into the light. And they can experience a metamorphosis, change and grow into the individual they always had the capability of becoming. but not if they're stuck in that Morgellons disease group. You got to get them out of that craziness and into a Lyme disease group where they have some kind of hope, where they're not two steps behind trying to figure out what it is. In a Lyme disease group, people have already accepted what it is, and that's what needs to happen in Morgellons groups. But those Morgellons groups operate on something different. They're not trying to operate on hope. They're not trying to operate on answering questions. The Morgellons groups are trying to operate on fear and the unknown and whatever is sensational. You want to see a bunch of people get happy in a Morgellons group? Throw a new theory at them. Anybody can do this. Just pretend to be a Morgellons patient, go up into a group and say, hey, I found out there is a link with coconut oil causing Morgellons, and they really don't want you to know this, but it's true. I found these secret patents online. And you will have people going ape shit. There will be like 10 new BitChute videos about this link between coconut oil and Morgellons and these new patents. You'll see dozens of tweets about it. I'll have several messages in my inbox of people going, hey man, did you hear about this? Because that's what they want. People in Morgellons groups don't want the answers. They want more questions. Because as long as everything's a mystery, then there's no way out. And everybody can be there together, not having a good time for eternity. But you ain't got time for all that. The science has already shown us that Morgellons is associated with Lyme disease. So get your ass out of that Morgellons group and go forward with your life. Join a Lyme disease group.
Hey, what's up, Honky?